Yeah, Philip Semple, PhD researching here. Today's date is 05/25/2023. Dictation is for Mr. Correction, Ms. Juliana Tanner. Tanner spells T-A-N-N-E-R. Juliana spells J-U-L-I-A-N-N-E-R. Date of birth is 02/11/1954. This is a 69-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient stated that she was seen in the emergency room recently after she slipped and fell and injured her right ankle, right foot, and right knee. It says she at the ER, she had some x-rays which revealed no fractures, but the pain continues and is having some problems moving her ankle in the full range of motion period. She described pain as sharp, rated pain 7/10, non-radiating, and is located diffusely in her foot and in the lateral malleolus in her ankle period. Also in her knee, she reports diffuse pain in her right knee period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history endorses alcohol use. She says occasional and social. Denies alcohol, denies drug or tobacco use. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. A physical exam. She's alert-oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 117/83. Pulse 90. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. Right ankle. There is localized edema in the lateral malleolus region. Tenderness in the lateral malleolus. She has reduced range of motion in all fields, dorsiflexion, plantar flexion, inversion, and eversion. And there is no gross deformity, period. Neurovascularly intact, there is a dorsalis pedis pulse that's present, regular rate and rhythm, period. Sensation is normal, period. Next paragraph, foot. Tenderness diffusely in the metatarsal region, diffusely. There's edema on the dorsal surface of her foot. Digits, full range of motion of all digits with moderate discomfort. Cap refill less than 2 seconds. Sensation normal, period. Next paragraph. Knee, negative valgus, negative varus, negative Lachman, negative McMurray. Mild tenderness in the medial joint line, period. There is no edema. Next paragraph. Calf. There's tenderness in the calf. There's a positive Hohmann sign. Our right leg is much larger than our left. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is right foot contusion. Assessment number two is right ankle sprain. Assessment number three is right knee pain. Assessment number four is right calf pain, period. Next paragraph, today we did an ultrasound to assess patency of her arteries and veins. There are no abnormality, no clots, no claudication, no stenosis, period. In parentheses, patient indicated at night that's when she experienced the most pain in her foot and ankle, period. Next paragraph. And she was sent home with the following medication, Robaxin, 750 milligrams. She was advised to take one at nighttime only, not to take it during the daytime, especially if she has to drive, or absolutely not to take it when she's drinking alcohol, period. Next medication, Mobic, 7.5 milligram. She's advised to take this one once in the morning with food or milk. Says she understands and will comply. Patient was given a request for MRI to have an MRI done of her ankle and her foot to further assess what's causing her severe pain in those regions, period. She was given the opportunities to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.